Trump and Ambrose Grenell launched $257 million fast-track restoration of Trump Kennedy Center after years of neglect. By Jasmine Jordan on February 2, 2026. The left let the Palisades burn, allowed cities to be torn apart by riots, opened our borders to violent criminals, and forced Americans to die alone during COVID. They also let our nation's cultural center crumble. Now, President Donald Trump is fixing another crisis Democrats left behind and the establishment media ignored. The Trump Kennedy Center will temporarily close on July 4, 2026, for 2 years to undergo long overdue restoration. On the nation's 250th anniversary, the Trump Kennedy Center will cease performances to begin what is described as a historic overhaul of the United States' premier arts institution. President Trump made the announcement via Truth Social, emphasizing that keeping the center open during renovations would compromise both the pace and quality of the project. The temporary closure will produce a much faster and higher quality result, the president wrote, stating that the facility will reopen as a world-class bastion of arts, music, and entertainment. This is a self-inflicted crisis created by Trump, said a staffer quoted in a Washington Post article later amplified by editor Josh Krauschar. The Trump Kennedy Center leadership directly disputed this characterization. Ambassador Rick Grenell, the center's president, addressed the Washington Post story's author directly. I asked the Post reporter if she knew what debt reserves were. She didn't. She was reporting on an arts institution in financial crisis, paying staff with debt reserves, and didn't even know what that meant. Reporters don't care that they don't know the subject matter they report on. He also criticized Krauschar specifically, pointing to a broader issue he sees with establishment media. Krauschar sat silent while the center went into disrepair and financial crisis. These types of political reporters in D.C. don't understand basic finance or math. Grenell offered detailed insights into the deteriorating state of the facility and the urgent need for action during an interview with Katie Pavlich on News Nation. The place was falling apart, and people were telling us, tear it down and start over. I presented that to the president, Grenell stated. He described President Trump's personal inspection of the infrastructure. We went all the way down into the basement. He looked at the floor, he looked at the sewer system, he looked at the pipes, and he immediately was like, why is that floor so dirty, and it's never been cleaned, and that pipe has fallen apart. And look at the soffits are falling. Grenell added, we had lawsuits, it was very dangerous. Trump ultimately decided, I don't want to tear it down. Let's rebuild it. Reflecting on the Trump Kennedy Center's future, Grenell posted, our goal has always been to not only save and permanently preserve the center, but to make it the finest arts institution in the world. It desperately needs this renovation and temporarily closing the center just makes sense. It will enable us to better invest our resources, think bigger and make the historic renovations more comprehensive. It also means we will be finished faster. President Trump has a reputation for delivering large construction projects on time, under budget and beautifully finished. This will be a brief closure in retrospect, and I am confident this sets the stage for a stronger, revitalized national cultural and entertainment complex. Roma Duravi, the center's vice president of public relations, reinforced this perspective in a statement to Breitbart News. President Trump secured a historic $257 million investment from Congress to finally address decades of deferred maintenance at America's premier arts institution. A temporary construction closure ensures taxpayer dollars are spent responsibly and efficiently, allowing for comprehensive restoration and beautification, once and for all. Duravi also shared on X, this will be an intensive restoration and beautification project. With President Trump's proven record of delivering projects under budget and ahead of schedule, the finished center will reflect the true beauty of America. The short-term inconvenience of a temporary closure will result in a revitalized cultural landmark built to serve generations to come.